A little controversial here. Eric Worre, you follow him, right?
Good friend, yeah.
Yeah, good friend too. All right. So Eric Worre, we also have this guy. I'm trying to remember his name right now. Well, we have Gary Vaynerchuk, right?
Sure.
Right. We have Eric Worre came for this gentleman. I'm trying to remember his name right now, but he came for him like a week ago. He did a video for him. He's a guy on Fox Money. He has a big podcast as well. But essentially, was giving an advice to a person that was joining the network marketing.
Oh yeah, Dave Ramsey.
Dave
Yeah.
Ramsey,
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
And the person, and that was an interesting situation for me because Dave Ramsey felt the need to advise somebody in subtle ways against it, right?
Sure.
But apparently he detected that and like, no, stop giving that kind of advice, right?
Sure.
The average person that gets attracted to the home business arena are not necessarily people coming out of real estate investing, wholesaling. You know,
Right.
we were punks and we were stupid, but we were kind of having experience at the same time. You know,
Right.
you built a $1 million business, it crashed in your face. And, you know,
Yeah.
pick it up and you. But the mindset is a little bit different from somebody coming from their day job or
Right.
somebody who's 55, 60 years old who has worked most of their life. They're just looking for a secondary income. The mindset's a little bit different, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of time you've had stories of people invest $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, their life savings into
Sure.
even simple traffic, and then overnight is done. Nothing, right? What where's the balance for you? Because the reality is that we have a lot of unrealistic people in the business.
Yeah.
And then we also know that there are stories like yours. There are big stories, beautiful stories
Sure.
out there like yours. Where's the balance for you? What would you advise people that are coming into this game from a 9-to-5 job? Their mindset is a little bit different. They're different. They're not like us. We're crazy. We're not normal people.
Right.
Some of them, they need to have some kind of structure. And sometimes when they follow your story, they're going to make stupid decisions, you know?
Yeah.
Then they end up saying, oh, it's a scam, right?
Yeah.
What would
Yeah.
you advise? What's the balance?
Yeah, so I mean I think I get what you're saying there. I mean one, Dave, at least the exposure I've had with Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey is good if you're an idiot with money and you don't have big goals. Like if you want to be a multimillionaire, then Dave's not going to get you there. That's just fact. He'll teach you how to, all debt is bad and, make sure you don't get credit card debt, which is like, I'm pretty clueless about money. That's great advice, right?
Right.
It's like, okay, don't be an idiot about
Right.
money. Dave will help you there. But if
Right.
you have like big goals, like I want to change my life, I want to travel the world, I want to, have, house on the water, Dave ain't going to get you there. And so, one of the best things about network marketing is unfortunately also one of the worst, and that is the low barrier to entry. So I years ago, in between real estate and network marketing, I bought an advertising franchise. And this advertising franchise was
Another experience, right?
yeah, I think it was $38,000, and that got us a big manual about this big, huge, and 10 empty ad frames, right? So it's $40,000 manual, okay, pretty dry. 10 empty ad frames we would have to pay, to get ads in there. And a couple $1,000 a month to carry the heralded name of a company no one had ever heard of. And I did not make a dime with that. I went in the Florida heat, door to door, selling businesses, never made my money back. And it just, didn't work out. I'm not mad about it, it just is what it is.
What is it?
But how many people would go in and plop down $40,000 and think I'm going to be rich tomorrow? Not many. But it's interesting because of the low, to me, network marketing is the lowest risk, lowest overhead way for you to venture into the world of being an entrepreneur. You don't have an idea, no worries. Like everyone's watching Shark Tank right now, and I don't know about you, but I've never invented anything, and I don't have that inventor, Edison gene in me somewhere. So I, when I came in, I didn't have some crazy idea that I could sell and make millions, or, you know, Zipper or something like that. You know, I just got people in front of my network marketing presentation, and some bought, some didn't. Mm-hmm. And so it's low barrier to entry. It's low risk, low overhead. And that, unfortunately, attracts the masses. And it's good. It's good in that anybody with any kind of education can join a network marketing company. And it's bad because anyone with any education can join a network marketing company. And so, you know, having clear expectations.
Hey, my friend, did you like that video? I just need help from you. I just need help from you. Can you help me? It's just one click. Just click on that subscribe button right now. It should be under this video if you're on a mobile phone, or it should be towards your left if you're on a computer. Just click on the subscribe. It's just one click. Can you do me that favor? Actually, you will get notified every single time I release a valuable video like this. I will see you on the next one, and peace.